all right? You know, well, sometimes a robocall is better than no calls at all. By the way, all those robocalls, those are not robocalls. That is actually John McCain on the phone. And the Republican National Committee admits buying John McCain's suit for $119.99 at Burlington Coat Factory. Minus the Packard discount. They still get that Packard discount there.
I don't think they offer that anymore.
Well, it's the five-fingered Packard discount. They should buy clothes for him. I mean, that's really what it comes down to. He's got that one suit he keeps wearing. And it doesn't fit him right.
He's got the checkered sport coat or the shirt that he wears.
It doesn't fit him right.
No, it doesn't.
It's bagging up on him. It covers what neck he has.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it looks like his head is resting directly on his shoulders.
And
the sleeves are too long. You can't see his hands. That's why he keeps trying to pull his hands out. It's a fitting problem, and someone should have seen it. In other news, Josephine the plumber comes out for Obama. Sarah Palin's been offered the lead in Porky's 5, the hockey mom. Colin Powell, Barry Goldwater's granddaughter, and Scotty McClellan endorse Obama. It's the McCain mutiny, ladies and gentlemen. Obama is putting ads in video games, McCain on bingo cards, and funeral parlor fans. That's a good idea. Glad I had that. Mark that down. Sarah Palin continues pot shots at Obama and tells him to stay away from her sister. Afraid he's going to socialize her. Well, you know, Republicans think paying the help is redistribution of wealth, so that's a definitional thing there. In fact, Palin's socialism rallies have been getting out of hand.
Socialism.
Now.
Socialism.
Now.
Socialism.
Now.
Socialism.
Now.
Socialism.
Now.
Back to the news. Joe Paterno to be Secretary of State in the McCain administration. At Roswell, New Mexico, Governor Palin introduces Joe the E.T. Then, being a mama grizzly, goes into hibernation. That time of year, I guess. John McCain, going in overdrive, introduces the village people at a rally. Craig the fireman, Chris the carpenter, Peter the cop, Francis the Indian, Thomas the tank car. He's really just... Global markets crash as world can't take a joke. Chinese find themselves holding worthless chunks of America and tons of unclaimed laundry. McCain now says markets fundamentally fundament. Okay. As 7 of the 11 or 12 houses are being repossessed as we speak. And Cindy's drinking up the entire Bud distributorship. Hard times. Ed McMahon sleeping in a cardboard box on a Studio City sidewalk. White powder sent to banks turns out to be laxative. Trying to get the markets moving again. Alan Greenspan, we're almost through this. I appreciate your endurance. Alan Greenspan, speaking of, in case you were, Alan Greenspan, seeing economic tsunami, offers to sacrifice Andrea Mitchell to sea gods. He's married to her, see?
Yeah.
So he's got the right. The fault, dear Greenspan, is not in our stars. It is in you. So, Depression now in the hands of the semanticists. For example, you never hear people say, I'm feeling a little recessed.
No.
No. My point exactly. Sarah Palin back in her Carhartt's hoodie and thermal pants. Senator Ted Stevens, a jury sent home to see if the renovations have arrived. Super screening begins at the airports. The TSA vows Ted Kennedy will never fly again. Sarah Palin, almost just a couple here now. You know, you can go out. There's still donuts out there. You want to go out and come? Just come back in a couple of minutes. Sarah Palin's designer clothes still have the anti-theft plastic tags on them. Turns out, bigger story here than we thought. Baby boomers reset retirement date to dawn of the age of Aquarius. Also known as the age of Thin Harrius. Dallas quarterback Tony Romo not only broke his thumb, but Jessica's pretty sore, too.
We should have stopped that.
What?
Keep going.
Okay.
No reason to stop now.
Dallas quarterback... Oh, I read that one. Yeah. McCain accuses Obama... I can't read news. I'm crying. Tears are welling up. I don't know what it is. It triggered something in me. McCain accuses Obama of going to Hawaii for toot. Toot. Yeah. Grandmother's
grandma.
Name Toot, yes. So, okay, never mind. The campaign, here we go. The McCain campaign is like grandpa while dead still coming downstairs for breakfast. That's pretty much the way things are going right now. Joe Biden to be fitted with chastity mouth. Dow drops to ow. And Mr. Blackwell makes the worst laid out list. That's all the news that is. And thank you. And how are you? What, you think it's easy in these times?
It's not easy.
Not easy in these times.